Oi, brat, you keeping up? Good. You're already slowing us down more than I'd prefer. If you can't keep up with this rate of travel, I'd have to leave you behind. Let go of me, I was just joking. I only promised I'd protect you. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Now come on. It's time for your training. Yeah, your training. You are a samurai's apprentice now. Or did you forget? I've been giving you time so you could get acclimated to other parts of your new lifestyle. But you've been freeloading long enough. It's time you learned how to handle a sword. Here's your practice weapon. Why, yes. It is just a tree branch. How perceptive of you. Look, kid, it's not my fault your village didn't have any weapon makers. I don't exactly carry practice swords around with me just on the off chance some starry-eyed weirdo approaches me out of nowhere and asks to follow me around like a lost dog. I trim the branch with my katana, so the balance is as close to a wooden sword as you're gonna get on short notice. Now take it. Good. Now then, the first thing I'm going to teach you is iaijutsu. This is very unconventional as a first lesson, but you're going to be out on the road with me. I want you to learn something with practical use as quickly as possible. Iaijutsu is the art of drawing your sword from its scabbard and making a combat maneuver in a single, fluid motion. It's useful because it allows you to react quickly in the event of an ambush or surprise attack. No, you don't have a scabbard either. Just hold the branch at your hip, about where my scabbard is. No, higher. Ugh, you've been staring at my ass so much. Haven't you noticed anything around it? Angle your sword properly. No. Hold it like this. There. Proper height, proper angle. This is the closest thing to proper training you're gonna get until we find a place that sells real equipment, so don't half-ass it. Now, I'm going to do a demonstration for you. Did you see? The most important thing is to keep your arm loose enough that you can move with grace and control, while strong enough to wield the blade. I'll show you again. Okay? Now you try. That was slow. It isn't that your body is slow, you are hesitating. We'll knock that fear out of you with continuous practice. Again. Your wrist isn't rotating properly. I think it's obvious why that's a problem. Although, maybe since you aren't using an actual sword, you can't see. If you swung an actual katana like that, the blade would wind up facing upwards when you swung it, not towards your opponent and possibly towards his own sword, which could damage your blade. Try again. And this time, rotate your wrist. Again. Focus on the rotation. Again. This isn't working. You need a hands-on demonstration. Let me just get behind you. Now, I'm going to hold your body and move you the way you're supposed to move for this technique. Bend your knees properly. Grip the hilt of your katana, draw, and rotate your wrist exactly this much. Then swing at the angle your arm's already going. Got it? Turn your wrist right as the blade comes loose. Relax and let your body move. Relax and feel your body. You aren't focusing on the lesson, are you? You pervert. We are talking about techniques for a life and death struggle here. You need to focus, or you might get cut down by the first enemy we meet out here. I can't help it. My breasts are so big, there's no way I could have gotten close enough to hold you without them pressing against your back. And besides, I'm your instructor. You need to learn to stop getting distracted, or else we'll never be able to make any progress. Now, make that thing go down already. You can't fight with that rod between your legs getting in the way. Didn't you hear me? I said put that damn thing away. You idiot. I'm hurling verbal abuse at you here. Why won't it go down? Gods, you're hopeless. I can't believe I seriously agreed to let some useless pervy kid like you follow me around. What? No, please don't cry. I didn't mean... You aren't useless. I was just... Honest, I don't think... Ugh. There. Does that prove that I don't have a problem with you? Honestly, you are so much trouble. You still haven't gone down? Ugh, to be young. It's clear that we can't progress with the training until we deal with your little problem down there, so. Jeez. I'm just rubbing you through your pants and you're crying out loud. You have the most sensitive dick I've ever seen. Such a cutie. Such a good boy. I don't understand why a boy like you wants to be a samurai. You're so delicate. You don't belong with a woman like me. But since you're so serious about me anyway, I'll just have to service you well enough to make it up. I still can't believe that this is your cock. It seriously doesn't belong on someone with such a cute face and a delicate build. It even tastes sweet. I admit it. I want this at least as much as you do. I love those cute little noises you make. Oh, the look on your face. How quickly you give me this tasty pre-cum. And how shy you are. You can put your hand on my head, you know. I won't get mad, I promise. That's right. It's okay. Just let yourself feel good as I take you in my mouth. Run my tongue up and down your cock. You're my apprentice. Let me take care of you. And you need to take care of me, too. Don't you think that would feel good? Let me just brace myself against this tree here. There. From this position, you can just hike up my kimono and slip right in. Are you still there, kid? Come on, man. Don't wimp out on me now. I know I have a nice ass, but you aren't a virgin anymore. We're doing this for your sake, lest we forget. Now, be a man and fuck me already. That isn't your dick. Are you licking me? It doesn't feel bad. I was just surprised. You never really tried this before. Are you... Oh, God. Are you still upset about what I said earlier? I told you. I didn't mean anything by it. Oh, fuck. You're not useless, or... Oh, God. Or a burden, or anything like that. I've never tried teaching anyone before all this. I honestly have no idea what I'm doing. I'm terrified I'll teach you wrong. And you'll... Oh, God. I don't want you to get hurt or killed. Hey, I'm the one putting you at risk. So don't feel like you have any obligation towards me. I won't complain if you keep servicing me, but do it because you want to, okay? Okay. Oh my god. You're surprisingly good at this. Your tongue feels really different from your dick. Oh, so soft. So gentle. So flexible. Oh my god. You can hit all of my sensitive spots. See? Oh, you have talent when you try. I've gotten pretty wet down there. You want to stick it in? Of course you do. Well, get that cock of yours. It needs to be drained as soon as possible, so don't keep me waiting. Get inside me already. Oh, it's been a long time. Oh, love. Since I last trusted a man enough to lay him behind me. You wormed your way into my life rather quickly. Oh, you should be proud. Your arms are so warm. I'm okay. You don't have to worry about me. Rather, shouldn't you be worrying about yourself? Your dick certainly feels like it's under a lot of pressure. I'm not unsympathetic. I understand what you must be feeling. Spending every day with no company except a fit, busty woman who's promised to take care of you no matter what. Your mind must be filled with so many thoughts. I get it. Really, I do. Because I feel the same way. Spending all this time with a cute boy who keeps looking at me with that loving expression. Oh! That broke you. Do you like it when I call you cute? Because you are. Oh, you're so cute. Having this big, hard dick inside me isn't threatening that image at all. Yeah, no matter how hard you fuck me from behind, no matter how much you make my ass ripple, my tits bounce, or my knees shake, you'll always be a cute little boy. Took that as a challenge, did you? I knew you weren't that dense. You're my apprentice, aren't you? You want to be as strong as me, don't you? Well, then you're going to need to be able to overpower me someday. Might as well start working towards it now. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you can. Make this strong samurai's body accept you. God, you were going wild back there. You know, if you're trying to convince me that you aren't just a cutie, those sweet moans you're making aren't helping your case. I don't mind if you keep making them, though. They're music to my ears. Every little noise of love or pleasure that you make, this feeling of warmth pools in my stomach. I haven't felt like this since. Oh, well. That's not a story that concerns you now, is it? Don't worry about me. Worry about the way your dick is starting to swell inside me. Aren't you about to finish? Do it inside of me. I don't want anything to distract you from your own pleasure today. Just let all of that need empty out of your body into me. I told you, didn't I? I'll take care of your needs. Yes. Yes. Come inside me. Come inside of me. Let it all go. Please. Come inside me. Do you feel better? Good. Now get out of me. Did you forget? We only did all that so you'd be able to focus. Now it's time that you actually started training. The branch is right where you dropped it. Put your pants back on, pick it up, and start swinging. We have to make up for all the time you just wasted. It's so much less lonely having him around. Such a good boy.